long, but we're putting, I'll be putting everything together for Scott on the access. You can see it right there on the lower part there, it's, and the drive comes through there. And so we've got limited access there. I also have worked on Scott the parcel to the right-hand side. There's a big rectangular parcel there, right next to, above the property, right there. I've also got a contract on that piece of property there, which would actually allow access to the property through the driveway. It's right next to Long Creek Road's driveway there, coming right down that road on that's maintained by Oakmont. And so we're putting together site plans, density, highest and best use, and I'll work with Scott in detail to get everything together for you. But if there's anything you can ask me, I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Scott, can you zoom out a little bit to show the bridge?
Yep, right there.
Just for everyone's information, Tim has the development across the bridge on that side.
And on the north side.
Yeah, both sides on that, DeMonico's.
Sir?
Did you get blown away the other day?
We did. We had major tornado damage, ripped the fourth floor and the roof off.
Yeah, I went through there the next day. I remember that.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Well said.
Okay, I think we all know where it's at and what the game plan is.
Yep.
So we'll see you April 8th. Look forward to seeing the presentation.
Okay. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks for your patience this evening. Next on concept, we've got 109 Stony Point Drive.
109 Stony Point Drive. The applicant's requesting a special use permit for the ability for nightly rental of the existing four-bedroom single-family home located at 109 Stony Point. We're back in Branson Creek. I've got it highlighted here. I'll zoom in, and then I'll go to the map.
Okay, good evening.
Hi, my name is Gay Lisby, and this is my sister, Joyce Sidford, and she and her husband are the property owners, and I'm doing the talking in case she gets a little tongue-tied tonight. So
she's going to do all the talking.
Which is
no doubt, right, Scott?
Which is normal for us. So her husband, Jeff, they live and work in Houston. Was just recently transferred to Houston, back to Houston, and so that's the reason he couldn't appear tonight. He is going to be able to hopefully appear the next time if there are any specific questions that we can't deal with tonight. But basically, just making a request for use nightly rental. Basically, they bought the home a little over a year ago. When they moved back here, and then he ended up got transferred to Houston, and so now they still have this. The intent, however, long-term for the property is because both his parents, Sonny Stacy and Sonny and Jackie Stacy, and then our mother still lives here, and so they intend to retire back here maybe in 5 years or whenever the company that has him now is done with him. And so this is where they want to be. And that was the plan earlier. And then he got called back to Houston because of his software development work. And so at any rate, you can see the location is convenient so that it's not hindering anyone else's access to the property. Ingress and egress is easy and nice. The back property, Scott, you were there and took the pictures, so you can see a buffer at the back of the property. Actually, it sort of falls off, you know, so there's a little miniature bluff there. And then driveway, three-car garage, very wide driveway, easy ingress, egress. And we're talking about a four-bedroom home that would only be used at max for nightly rental, perhaps two family units or two you know, vehicles driving in there with two separate families gathering together for an occasion. And also the home is, you know, valued such that and in the kind of condition, and that it would be a premium property, so it will rent at premium, and so that alleviates some of the concern about just renting to anyone, as one could say. It would have to be renting to someone who could afford it. Also, we feel like that since there are other places being used for nightly rental there, it's not hindering anyone else's use. It's certainly not hindering anyone else's use of their own personal property. And their intention is to use a service, so they vet those who rent the property. So this is done through a service and not just anybody calling up on Craigslist that decides they want to rent a place in Cranston. Some of the concerns that have been occasioned here tonight, you know, partying, traffic, noise, trespassing, road damage, backing boats, emergency situations, not respecting neighbors, et cetera, not knowing your neighbors. Actually, Branson Creek is full of people who don't know their neighbors. And in fact, there are many people from many other places. Joyce and Jeff are probably one of the few that live out there that actually came from this neck of the woods or grew up in this neck of the woods. And so probably the ones who would be most likely to know their neighbors. So none of those concerns, I think, will hinder what's happening here. And I think there was a concern or something was tendered about sprinkler system and that sort of thing, because I think the code is, or the fire department is asking for something else, and so, you know,
you just have to be in compliance with the fire department. That's
perfectly happy to make that happen, and I think that's an easy thing. So anyway,
the other item is the buffer, and they have submitted a parking area plan, and then he's in his email that I got talking about a vegetative buffer here per the request of the planning commission between the homes, so that's something to be discussed during the public hearing. Would you guys want to see a specific plan to start out with, or do you want to negotiate what type of buffer with the applicant when they come back for the public hearing?
I'd like to see a plan, whatever you've got in mind.
Okay. I would, too. I'd like to see them get together with their neighbors and form a plan before they came here.
That gives us a place to start.
Okay.
So that's easy enough, and within HOA rules and regulations, so as to what we can form up, but that's an easy to do. And we're talking about on the north side, correct, Scott? Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, these are the guys probably to ask. Okay, but yes, the north side would be where I'd...
Where you're running that line down.
Correct.
Okay, between the two homes.
Yes.
Between
the
two homes. So that's the concern. Yeah.
Because per the code book, we have to have a buffer between nightly rental and residential. And it won't be for the street or the back. It'll just be between these two homes. Yes.
Right.
Correct.
And any other questions that we can answer at this time?
I don't think so. April 8th, we'll see you then.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next, we've got Missouri American Water. Proposed water supply well house, and storage tank located at 1876 North State Highway 265.
I think there might be someone in front of me.
Yeah, when we got the numbers in, actually the Turkey Creek 2 is actually, why don't we bring them through next?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Which one?
We had to adjust our agenda per the permit numbers. Turkey Creek 2.
Turkey. I don't see that one.
Tim.
Good evening.
1910. Applicants requesting Division 3 approval for the ability to develop parcel at the corner of F Highway and the east, southeast outer road of State Highway, or U.S. Highway 65, into a convenience store. And he's got some fresh off the print plans, but it's right in this area here. You could show them those. And then we'll have copies for their public hearing. You can just give me electronic and I'll put it up there.
So there's three different parcels there. The goal is to combine the three parcels to make the best. I think on the, it'd be this parcel, and this parcel, so all three. That way it takes up, utilize this entrance off of the side road, the main entrance off of F Highway, and then be able to kind of set the setbacks that we need for the proper turnaround and size of building and everything that we're doing. This is actually probably going to be pulled back a little bit and pushed to the east a little bit. So the Great River Engineering is our engineer on the site plan. Johnson's our architect.
The owners of the parcel and the property is Dr. Ashar and his wife. They're going to be partners in the development of the building with Mike Combs and myself. And then as far as the actual convenience store, it's going to be owned and operated by Mike Combs and myself, and Dr. Ashar is just going to be a partner to the property development.
Do you think there'll be any traffic through there?
One or two cars.
Tractor trailer from a park now.
I don't know, but that's not there. So I've talked with the state already, and you know they've pretty much said, "Hey, Great River Engineering knows what our requirements are." So you know, kind of touch that base. I've gotten with the new owners of Lost Tree Apartments, which is Curtis Jared. I met with him for about an hour and a half at the top of the hill there. We've already got some stuff worked out as far as utilizing their lines for sewer to get down to the treatment. I've talked with Bull Creek, and they said there's plenty of capacity, so there's no issues there. As far as water is concerned, more than likely we're going to drill our own well.
Why don't you use three?
I don't know what the – I know you're kind of partial to three.
It's right there. Give the other a chance.
Well, and I haven't, in all seriousness, I don't know where it's at for those parcels, so we didn't know what the expense was going to be there versus
I mean, you can do either one, don't get me wrong. But
No. And I know.
I spent a lot of years with three. I have to put in.
So did this other guy named Al Moldenhauer. So. But anyways, I think... In all seriousness, I don't know where it comes up at for that water line, so I haven't, and I just haven't met with them yet.
Oh, well, it goes down Timberline for one thing, okay. And comes in behind Lost Tree there. I don't know how close it is. You just need to get.
Yeah, I'll try to go over there into the office and find out.
All right, I think we'll see the engineered plan next month and review it then. So April 8th.
Thank you, guys.
This is the Tri-States Well and Storage Tank property. Missouri American Water Company is requesting Division 3 approval for the ability